Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass, pushing all the right buttons. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Election Day, Tuesday, November the 4th, 2014. We've heard from one precinct up in Oro Valley, said it had been pretty much nonstop all morning. So a lot of folks going into the that particular precinct up in Oro Valley. Want to remind you, the Hugh Hewitt Show will be a special edition tonight, election night coverage here on KVOI, from getting underway at 5 and running till 11 tonight. So we'll have election coverage for you here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. The Buckmaster Show live line is now open for you, 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Well, it turns out it's pretty hard to avoid the germs of your co-workers, even the ones you don't know personally. Just one door contaminated with a virus spreads the germ to about half the surfaces and hands of about half of the employees in the office within 4 hours. That's according to a new study at the University of Arizona. Germs traveled through the office just as quickly when the researchers infected a single person with the artificial virus. The study was done by Charles Gerba, Dr. Charles Gerba, a professor of microbiology at the University of Arizona, and he recently presented the research at the InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy in Washington, D.C. And Dr. Gerba joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dr. Gerba, how are you?
Oh, doing fine today.
Did anything surprise you about how quickly, was that a surprise how quickly these germs can spread through the office?
Yeah, we were quite surprised how quickly it went through the office. Interesting, the first place it showed up was a coffee break room, and we never thought about that. We always thought, well, it would be the restroom or somewhere else. But we didn't realize the first thing most everybody does in the morning is go get a cup of coffee. And so the coffee pot handle was one of the first things that got contaminated.
What was the second thing?
The tables there where they actually sit, you know, and talk around in the break room. And then the open button for the microwave. You know, everybody's popping that open or heating a roll or a muffin or something.
How about door knobs, desktops, light switches?
Usually the desktops and phones a lot, mobile phones, phones on the desk, because usually people will come back with their coffee sometimes and put it on their desk, and they'll work at their desk, then come back later and then recontaminate themselves of what they left on the desk and take it back out. So really your phone, your desktop, computer equipment were in that too. They all get contaminated because that's how active you are in an office. I don't think people realize how much you move around in an office today between conference rooms, break rooms, your own office.
How did you put this study together, Dr. Gerba?
What we did is we put a virus that doesn't infect people or animals on a push plate to an office building here in Arizona with about 80 people in it. And then we tested half the people every day after every couple of hours and had to see how fast it spread. So it was quite interesting to us. The first time anybody's ever done a study like that in an office.
You know, one of the things that came out in the study is how often an average adult brings fingers to the nose, mouth, or eyes. Is that about, am I reading this right, 16 times an hour?
Yeah, about 16 times an hour, about half of those to your lips and the others to your nose and mouth. People are realizing small children are a lot more. You take a child under 2, it's 81 times an hour or so, but it kind of averages out to about 16. So you're doing it without realizing it all day.
What about hand sanitizers in the office place and disinfectant wipes? Is that the most efficient way, or would it be more efficient, Dr. Gerba, to use these little alcohol wipes that you can purchase at the drugstore?
Well, in this study, we repeated it with an intervention giving people hand sanitizers and disinfecting wipes, and about half the people in the office agreed to use them. And we found out we reduced the concentration of viruses by about 99% on the surfaces, and the ability to find it on hands in that was reduced about 70% in that. So it had a big impact, which surprised us. Only half the people had to use hand sanitizers or disinfectant wipes at their desks. So we were kind of impressed. Not everybody has to really do it. You know, if you can just get maybe half your coworkers to use a hand sanitizer or disinfect wipe once in a while, you can have a big impact on the spread of viruses in an office.
Another study that got a lot of publicity recently coming from your researchers at the University of Arizona is about hand washing. And according to this study, 85% of people are washing their hands wrong.
Yeah, most people don't wash their hands long enough, but we found in some of our studies only half the people use soap. Then the other half wash less than 15 to 20 seconds recommended by the Centers for Disease Control. The average in Tucson was about 11 seconds, which is far less. People want to get in and out fast, I guess, out of a restroom.
Well, what is the proper length then?
The proper length is about 15 to 20 seconds, and make sure you rub between your fingers and try to rub your fingernails in the palm of your hand when there's soap in there, and then rinse it well.
What about the cutbacks that many companies will not have the hot water? And this is pretty typical, even in airport washrooms, they don't have hot water. It's just a cool water. Is that as effective if you go at least 15, 20 seconds with soap, with the cool water?
Yes, it is. From everything we can see, the soap is so much important in removing the organisms from your hand. The water temperature for that length of time doesn't make much difference in killing organisms.
Dr. Charles Gerba is with us, a microbiologist at the University of Arizona. It is the holiday season. People are going to be traveling on airplanes. Some of the thoughts, Dr. Gerba, about what some say is one giant airborne petri dish, and that being contemporary aircraft, what it has become. Flyers may be worrying about some of the wrong things. What should they be worrying about, Dr. Gerba?
Well, I think most important thing is, to bring a hand sanitizer with you. But worrying about colds and flus are probably not as important because the way air circulates in a plane, it goes around rather than back and forth. So usually if somebody has a cold in the plane, it's only the people next to them or front or back that are actually at risk of getting it. If you're two or three seats away, you don't have to worry. Or if you're next to the person, then bringing a hand sanitizer might be about the best you can do and look away when he sneezes. But that's about the best defense you can use.
Some people worry about the air cabin itself, the air in the cabin, and some of the experts say that that is wrong, that the cabin air is fine, and the aircraft is outfitted with the HEPA filters to clean it. What do you think about the air quality on airplanes?
Yeah, generally they're pretty good because they do have HEPA filters, and new air is brought in all the time. People don't realize that. You know, they have condensers that make the oxygen level sufficient in that. So the air has not really been much of a problem. It's probably the issues we find mostly contaminating a plane are the trays in front of you and the restrooms, because you got 50 people per toilet. Unless you're flying a discount airline, then you're stuck with 75 people per toilet. Those'll be the most contaminated restrooms you walk in your life will be the ones in airplanes because of the high usage.
Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show. A live line, Lauren has a question, I believe, about water temperature and cleaning your hands. Go ahead, Lauren.
Sure, thank you. I'll try to keep it real brief. And I just am a firm believer. Maybe it's a mythology. Maybe it's stuck in my head. But I just really want to persist with the idea that warmer or hotter water is better, like when it comes to washing your clothes and whatnot. The one fact that stuck in my head after high school and college chemistry was the Q10 formula. And that simply put was, for every 10 degrees rise in temperature centigrade, rate of reaction doubles. And I think that pretty well says something.
Dr. Gerba, your reaction, please.
Oh, yes, it does. You're right on that 10 degrees. Certainly with killing microorganisms, your laundry is a good example of that. Your clothes are germier than your grandmother's because only 5% of us use hot water anymore. To really get your clothes clean as far as germs concerned, use the hottest water you can all the time. We've certainly found that's important in our studies.
Let's talk a little bit about the Ebola virus. How worried are you about that, Dr. Gerba?
Well, the risk to the general public seemed minimal. If you look at the cases that occurred in the United States, they were all healthcare workers. So I think the risks are very minimal to the general public in that, because it apparently doesn't spread very easily among people in the general public in that. Now, usually people in the United States, when they get critically ill, they're in the hospital. So their exposure, when they're the most infectious to other people, is usually in the hospital. So right now, and we've seen it with the cases in the U.S., unless you're a healthcare provider, the risks seem very minimal.
And you know, this fact gets lost when there is a lot of hype, of course, around Ebola. But 40,000 people, Dr. Gerba, as you're well aware, die in this country each year from influenza.
Yeah, influenza takes a much greater toll. That's always me. That's why it's so important to get a flu shot this time of year. Compared to that, just common respiratory infections are major killers in the United States still today.
And when should you get that flu shot? Is this kind of about the best time? Because you're usually going to get about 5 or 6 months protection.
Yeah, right now is good. October, November are really good. Usually flu season in normal year begins around January and February. So if you want to get it, if you can, certainly this month.
You know, going back to your study about germs that thrive in the workplace, one area we did not touch on, water fountains that some offices have, the water cooler. What do you say about that?
You know, it's surprising. They do become very germy because the toggle there you turn to water is used a lot. And what happens if you have a cold, flu, diarrhea? You're drinking more water. So it's amazing that you can find cold viruses and diarrheal viruses on those toggles, particularly in schools and that, because those are the people going drinking all the water all the time. So I think it increases the risk of contamination. So maybe bottled water isn't so bad after all at bringing it to the office.
What's your most current, what are you working on looking ahead to 2015, you and your team at the University of Arizona? What other studies can we expect?
Well, we're looking at pillowcases and soft fabrics. You know, largely we've talked about hard surfaces like doorknobs, switches, tables. So now we're looking at couches, for example, or pillowcases, how important they might be in, like, role it might play in acne or spreading disease. We've noticed we've jumped on a couch with viruses in it for it, and it creates a great aerosol. So we're kind of curious of figuring out how important those be, and ways of maybe cleaning, disinfecting them better.
I often wonder when I go into a hotel room and I see the chairs and the couches about the germs, and I try to carry some kind of wipe to at least wipe down some of the remote control device for sure, right?
Yes, the remote control device. I found more things on there than I can imagine.
Dr. Charles Gerba, thank you very much for the research you're doing that's really getting international attention at the University of Arizona. Thank you very much, Dr. Gerba.
Thank you. Take care now.
All right. Coming up on 12:17 on The Buckmaster Show, with me in studio, we'll be talking about our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, and we'll find out how the market's doing and where we're headed right after this. Oh, I want to tell you this portion of the Buckmaster Show presented. Thank you, Ed, for being on top of that. Presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Experience Silver City. Boy, what a great time to get away in the high country. Early November, the leaves turning. Great time to hike up in Silver City. You can find out more about the wonderful places to stay and things to do. Places like Gila Hot Springs Ranch and Casitas de Gila Guest Houses by going to their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Be right back.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control, treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The car's bubbling over again.
Well, I can fix that.
No, Fester, we're going to take it to Perfection Auto Works. We want it fixed right the first time.
Yeah, Fester, don't you remember the last time you tuned up the car?
Yeah.
And the brake job you did?
Yeah.
Yes, my good man. We're taking the car to Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. Now, where are my keys?
You rang?
Ah, thank you, Thing.
Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly, at Speedway, two blocks west of Craycroft, since 1994. 323-8650. Or visit our website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Hey,
And the gentleman that we turn to for our financial advice is certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you?
I'm well today, Bill. Happy Election Day.
Yeah, we're into an Election Day, and it's hard to say whether the market tomorrow will react much one way or another. They kind of build in these things, don't they?
They kind of do, and my guess, just from what I've been hearing on, you know, the talking heads, is that we're not going to know whether control of the Senate is actually passing from Democrats to Republicans probably until January.
Yeah, I know. That's what I heard, too. It could take certainly weeks. There could, because there's some runoff elections that might take place.
Right,
so
right.
We may not know, as you say,
for a while.
Some
of the elections might be so close
that
recounts. The lawyers will be demanding recounts. And oh, yeah, it's become kind of a national sport.
So, I don't know how much we will know. Hopefully we'll know by tomorrow at noon when we spend the first half hour of the show kind of deconstructing the election. But I don't know how much we'll know even tomorrow. Hopefully we'll know some of the state races and the congressional races. But anyway, today the markets
are up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And we're back to almost, I think we were down about 1,200 points from the
we were down to a point that was below where we started the year.
Okay.
And we are now back up in record territory. And so I apologizing for saying that this recovery was
slow.
Going to be a slow slog. It's a slog, but it ain't slow.
No, it is not. And we're talking about 3 weeks to get it back to that area.
Yeah. You know, Bill, it says something about the resiliency of people's faith in this economy. And I don't mean the average guy on the street. I mean the big-time investors, because that's who moves the market. It's just remarkable. This market does not want to go down and stay down. It just wants to keep climbing. We had a very good report on GDP for the third quarter. We're going to get an employment report on Friday. Most of the economists are expecting it to be a very good report, you know, in the area of 230,000, 240,000 new jobs. Consumer sentiment is very good, despite the fact that people have less money to spend. Don't ask me how those two things go together. I can't square it. And all the uncertainty in the world. But the uncertainty seems to kind of go up and then go down with the news cycle. So who cares about Ebola anymore? Who cares about Ukraine anymore? Who cares about ISIS anymore? I mean,
true.
5 days of headlines, and the market reacts a little bit, and then you don't hear about it, and the market pops right back to where it was.
And, of course, all three of those items you mentioned are very important. But you're right. They get pushed aside, and people are already thinking, well, things are okay, and the market reacts.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The market basics, you know, the basic thing, the fundamentals that drive the market are the growth in the economy and corporate profitability.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the actual reports of profitability, but the forward-looking statements. And those things have all been outrageously good. And consistently good. You know, we're down at 5.9% unemployment, and it's a very bizarre number, because it's a number that measures not just full employment but also part-time employment. And yes, the real unemployment number is much larger than that, but it's always been much larger than that. The problem here is that in that 5.9% are a lot of people who are either not making as much as they made when they got back into the labor market, or are having to work two or three jobs. And so there isn't this broad-based feeling of confidence in the economy. Somebody described it, you know, the good news is the 3 feet of water in your basement is down to 5 inches. The bad news is I've got water in my basement.
That's it. It's still there.
Yeah.
Shelley, so what's the strategy when we're back now to near record or record highs? What's the strategy for the investor?
Well, the long-term strategy, if you've got a long period of time to stay invested, is make sure you're properly allocated and don't make a lot of changes in your allocation unless something fundamentally changes in the in the market that is alarming to you or you think is going to happen. Now, my personal concern is that sometime in the 2015-2016 time period, You know, we're at the end of this business cycle, and business cycles are kind of like death and taxes. I mean, they just happen. We don't know how long they're going to last. We don't know how wide those swings are going to be, but we know that they happen. So at some point, there is going to be a pullback. And if you are in a position during those time periods where you have to take money from your portfolio, then it might be a good idea to make that portfolio less volatile in the next 6 or 8 months. It's what I'm recommending for my clients to do. This expansion has now gone on for almost 6 years. Maybe it's a little bit more than six. And, the cycle doesn't extend very much longer than that. It's been a slow, steady expansion. It's been faster than any other place in the world. And by the way, that could extend it. The fact that it has been slow and steady and the rest of the world has not yet caught up could make this business cycle, go 8 or 9 years. But I'm gonna take a lesson out of the history books and say, don't pull out of the market, but become less volatile over the next 18 months.
Okay, Shelley Fishman, very good advice. And one note about the dollar. I noticed this morning it's below, compared to the euro, we're less than 125. And I don't think I've seen that in about 8 years.
That's right. I mean, when I was in Greece last time, it was $1.62. That was very expensive. At 125, 126, I'm buying euros in advance of my next European trip.
Yep. Okay, Shelley, what's the best way to get a hold of you, my
best
friend?
Way is buckmastershow.com, or just call me, 520-940-0884, and we'll make an appointment and find out how I can be helpful.
Folks, he is a great guy, but as important as that, he knows what he's talking about. Shelley Fishman, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great one.
All right. Be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Time for our monthly segment on your medication and taking control of your health care. Your med segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley's the former UA College of Medicine Dean. He's founder and now president emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. And his latest venture, which is very successful, is the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. Credible Meds, their website visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries visit CredibleMeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks.
Good to see you. We touched briefly with Dr. Gerba, the microbiologist, as you heard that interview at the top of the show, talking about how worried we should be about Ebola. But Ebola, the drug manufacturers really took a verbal lashing today by the World Health Organization, saying not enough has been done in the almost 40 years since this was discovered.
Well, that's true. Not enough has been done, but it really seems irresponsible to criticize the drug industry for not developing treatments for this, because it's not a drug industry problem. It's a very small problem in Africa, which is a serious problem, absolutely. But it's not even a health problem for the U.S. I mean, the number of deaths and people affected in this country is minuscule compared to the other things, like you mentioned earlier, influenza, 40,000 deaths, mm-hmm. 40,000 people die from medications they take every day. Those are the kind of problems that the drug industry should be working on and is. But These are governmental issues. You know, the Ebola's real risk is to governments in Africa that could be destabilized, and because they don't have the healthcare systems to take care of this problem. And then we have to send our soldiers in, the UN sends in people. That's the kind of problem it is for us.
Well, it's such shaky governments anywhere, anyway, in Sierra Leone and Liberia. The destabilization from Ebola has already been huge. The countries don't have that big a gross national product anyway, but it's just been devastated.
Right, and it affects them because it affects travel. It affects commerce. People aren't going to work. And that's the biggest impact of this illness in their country. I'm not saying it's not a serious health problem, but it is. Health is not the real problem here. It's the economic impact of infections and other health issues that aren't addressed at a governmental and a national level.
790-2040 for any questions for Dr. Woosley about medication. There was a dietary supplement alert this week. This is another in what has been really an ongoing list of recalls from the Food and Drug Administration.
It happens almost every day, at least every few days. In this case, it's a product called ginseng caonopapil. And it's a ginseng product, but it's been spiked because ginseng doesn't do anything. A lot of research has shown that it doesn't. But it's being promoted for appetite, weight gain, relieve fatigue. And in order to have some benefit that people can feel, they've spiked it with dexamethasone, a dangerous corticosteroid. It can cause bleeding ulcers. It makes you feel good for a while. If anybody's ever taken a dose pack of steroids, they'll tell you how great you feel. But they have major side effects that people should be aware of. And when it's hidden in a dietary supplement, people won't know what they're getting into.
You know, we were getting back to Ebola, and when you think about drug interactions and mistakes that hospitals make just about drugs, I believe it's 100,000 people a year die in our hospitals from mistakes in drugs.
That's right. And that was proven over a decade ago. And the data show that everything that's happening in the hospital is focusing on efficiency and other problems and hasn't really addressed that problem effectively. And that's why at Credible Meds, we're working very hard with hospitals, in this case, the Banner Hospital System and the FDA, to get the best scientific information into the electronic systems so that you don't rely just on the doctor's memory or just on the cue cards that are hidden here or there. You actually have an electronic system working behind the scenes that is fully informed about the safe use of medicines.
CredibleMeds.org for not only the medical professional, but for anyone that wants to find out about the medications they're taking.
Absolutely. And one other thing, Bill, today's election day. So mm-hmm. if you haven't voted yet, I strongly encourage, we talked about this last time, mm-hmm. encourage you to look carefully at Prop 303. Mm-hmm. It is not about terminally ill patients. It's about allowing people to make money on untested products for very sick people, taking advantage of them. And it's not about patients. Vote no on Prop 303, please. I think it'll pass.
I think it's going to pass, and I know you have very strong feelings about it, and you hope it does not pass, but I think people don't really look into it very much and just feel sorry, think that this is a way to really help people that are terminally ill.
That's what the wording in the legislation would make you think,
yes.
But if you read carefully, yeah. It does none of that, and patients can get these medicines today over, as you pointed out last time, for the last 4 years, over 4,000 times the FDA gave approval for terminally ill patients to get medicine. So it can happen every day. This bill will only go against federal law, so it's going to be tied up in court. It's going to cost us a lot of money for state legal fees, and it's going to allow some very unscrupulous people to charge. That's the only thing this bill does. Allows company to charge for a drug that hasn't been tested.
When do you think we'll see an Ebola vaccine? I guess human trials are beginning soon, and you have a former student that's involved with this.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that. One of our former trainees learning how to test medicines is actually testing the Ebola vaccine for the military. It's vaccines developed mm-hmm. by GlaxoSmithKline and in Canada, but the testing centers in Africa are manned by our U.S. military doctors. And one of my trainees is one of those in charge of leading that. And I think it makes the point that the real beneficial, in these kind of situations, the benefactors, first benefactors, are going to be the soldiers that have to go into these war-torn areas where these illnesses like this, malaria, TB, Ebola, those are the illnesses of Africa that our military gets exposed to first.
You think a year from now we'll be talking about, we'll have some really sound information on these vaccines because there's a lot in the pipeline.
Yeah, finally. I mean, the U.S., right after 9/11, with SARS and anthrax, the U.S. government put $1 billion into pandemic research. And unfortunately, very little of it was put onto Ebola, but we're finally getting the vaccines that are going to be tested. And once that testing begins, I think my prediction is viruses are very susceptible to vaccines. We don't have good drugs for most viruses, but vaccines work. We've known that since polio.
And the reason that viruses are very difficult, though, to actually so-called, you know, cure a virus is because of the way they're able to mutate so fast.
Exactly. And they get into our system and they use our system. So they're part of our cells. So it's very hard to hit something when it's part of you.
Yeah. Dr. Ray Woosley, a very good session with you as usual. We thank you very much, and we really strongly urge our listeners, if they have any questions about their medication, and many times folks are going to two and three different pharmacies and they don't all have the same records, go to crediblemeds.org. Do a list of all of your medications in there and check it out.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Crediblemeds.org. Check it out for keeping, really being in control of your health care. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Oh, Toto, we've just got to get home. Oh, no, not the car. What now?
If I had had a brain, I would have taken the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Now my heart's breaking because I didn't take the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Gee, Dorothy, I should have had the courage to tell you to take the car to Perfection Auto Works for their free 26-point inspection.
Aw, nut.
No more excuses. You will take your car to Perfection Auto Works. Then you can go home.
Now click your heels 3 times and you will arrive at Perfection Auto Works.
Call Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no...
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown Fox Tucson Theater, pleased to present the Senegal Gospel Choir this Sunday, for a 2 p.m. afternoon performance. It's an inspiring West African group, Senegal's St. Joseph Gospel Choir. They've become a symbol of hope, peace, and humanity for over 60 years, singing compositions that include African-American spirituals and traditional African songs sung in their country's four national languages. Then on November 13th, enjoy New Orleans Legends Preservation Hall with Alan Toussaint, multi-talented musician, songwriter, and producer. That show with Alan Toussaint is coming up on November the 13th. And of course, the Senegal Gospel Choir, November 9th. For ticket information, visit Fox Tucson Theater or visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Dan Gibson, who is the editor of the Tucson Weekly. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well. And on a note about those Fox shows, I saw the Preservation Hall Jazz Band earlier this year. Incredible show. I mean, you could not highly recommend that show highly enough. If you have not seen the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, if you love the music of New Orleans or you love the music of America, you have to see that show. That's a free one for the Fox.
Yeah.
I highly recommend.
And it's their Oh Yeah tour. So, I mean, they're going to be doing all of the standards of all the great old jazz men and very creative style. So you have seen this particular show.
I did not see them with Alan Toussaint, but okay. I saw them with Trombone Shorty. It was also great. But yeah. Alan Toussaint on his own, an American legend, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, as entertaining as a concert as you could possibly see.
Hey, Dan, I think one of the big highlights coming up here on the arts calendar is we've got, 200 artists opening up their studios, and that's going to be November 8th and 9th, coming up this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Tucson Pima Arts Council, it's their open studios tour, and it celebrates their, it's the 27th year of it. Generally, you know, over 10,000 art lovers come downtown. It's 200 artist studios and homes. It's absolutely free. So, I mean, if maybe you go to see gallery shows sometimes, maybe, you know, it's a little intimidating to you, you don't know exactly what you like, you get yourself a map online. You go to Tucson Pima Open Studio Tour.org, it's a little bit of a mouthful, but, and you can get a map, you can just see what you want to see, and you pick out different art that might be interesting to you, get to see where these people are working, what they're working on, often get to meet the artists themselves. It's an incredible opportunity to see what's happening in this town and just get an idea of just the volume of things that are being produced here.
So the open studio tour is 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. That will be November the 8th and 9th coming up this weekend. And it really nicely dovetails, Dan Gibson, with the All Souls procession.
Yeah, obviously, this is, you know, the open studio tour is all these things. They're delightful events, but the biggest thing in town this weekend is the All Souls procession. You have on Saturday, you have the procession of little angels. That's at Armory Park from 3 to 7, and that's a more kid-appropriate version of this event. You celebrate loved ones that have passed. You can decorate sugar skulls. There's cardboard wings. There's part of a procession through the park. That's an incredible event on its own. And then, you know, the big event, this is one of Tucson's highlight events of the year, is the All Souls procession itself, which is Sunday. That starts at 4 p.m. Well, the people start gathering at 4 p.m. The procession itself starts at 6:30 p.m. Our cover story is about the All Souls procession. Mari does an incredible job of talking about why it's important. That comes out on Thursday. But it's going to be all through downtown, you know, from 6th Avenue, the 6th Avenue underpass, all the way to Mercado St. Augustine. And then also beyond that, there's an event at the Rialto that sort of closes it out. That's a benefit for Many Mouths, One Stomach, that runs the event with the Itch.io Marching Band, which is a fun, incredibly fun group from Denver. It's 32-piece percussion-centered marching band, unlike anything I think anybody's probably ever seen in this town.
I think this All Souls procession has become almost internationally recognized, hasn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, this is something incredibly unique to Tucson. It's, you know, I mean, it basically just shuts the downtown area down. And, you know, I mean, the amount of work and the effort that goes into this, the finale on by the Mercado is this incredible spectacle that really, you know, we try to put it into words this week, but, I mean, it's beyond what is sort of explainable. It is an incredibly unique Tucson event, and something with a lot of emotion and preparation. And one notable thing is that Many Mouths, One Stomach doesn't get any money from the city or the county or the state or anyone. There's no sponsorships. There's none of that stuff. It's all money that's put together by people who just love the procession and what it stands for.
Okay, Dan, we've got also a fundraiser. It's Not Burnt Out.
Not Burnt Out, Just Unscrewed, the comedy troupe. They have in January, they opened a theater on Speedway next to Fronimo's, is that across from the Loft. And they're doing they do an annual thing called Money for the Funny. It's all day, basically, on November 8th, starting at 2 p.m. There's improv for kids. If you want to get a taste of improv yourself, there's a workshop for people who might be interested. The Tucson Improv Movement is performing. Then there's two shows in the evening. Both of those include an after party where you can, you know, meet the comedians, be around them. The 7:30 show is for all ages. That's $20 a person. 9:30 gets a little racy, a little more adult for you know, people who enjoy a little bodiness, and that's with special guest Tempest Du Jour, who is a Tucson favorite, and that's also $20. You can go to unscrewedtheater.org. I was a part of a show there a couple months ago, and it's just a ton of fun. You're really surprised by how talented these people are and how much they can make up on the spot.
All right, we'll look for Mari Herreras' piece, the cover story, on the All Souls activity this weekend. Had much reaction, Dan Gibson, to the best of? Folks maybe that didn't see it, they can certainly, it's there online, right, archived.
Yeah, and if they want to stop by our offices too, we have hard copies of them as well. It's, you know, people are, it's a wide range of reactions. I mean, obviously there's people who are like, this is exactly it. This is absolutely right. And then people are very upset about one thing or another, but that's how it goes. And, you know, it's a nice little respite for us, like, hey, we put this giant issue to bed, and then we can start it all up again next year. But I think it's a great thing that sort of gives an idea of, you don't have to agree with all of it, but I you'd be hard pressed to find something in there that didn't surprise you or something to remind you of something you still need to do in this town.
Thank you very much, Dan Gibson, editor of the Tucson Weekly. Have a great week, Dan.
You as well.
Thanks a lot. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater Foundation. Celebrating another year of spectacular performances, film, and events at Fox Tucson Theater on Sunday, November the 16th, the Fox will be hosting the 2014 Chasing Rainbows Gala, starring stage and screen comedian icon Martin Short. And, of course, he has enjoyed success in the unforgettable roles in hit films like Three Amigos, Father of the Bride, Inner Space, and Mars Attack. Plus, his talents have resulted in Emmy-winning television work and Tony-winning stage roles. Support the Fox by attending the Chasing Rainbows Gala, starring Martin Short in his acclaimed one-man show, An Evening with Martin Short. That's on November the 16th. For tickets and details, visit foxtucson.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. We thank the people over at Culligan. Better water, pure and simple, Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Also, a big shout-out to Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. I went over and visited with Mike recently, checked out the operation. It's really a beautiful spot. I mean, you could eat off the floors. It's so clean. Strongly recommend this locally owned Tucson business for everything automotive. They have a Midtown convenient location one block south of Speedway, 1046 North Beverly. And of course, you can go to perfectionautoworks.com for more information. Coming up this afternoon, For Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, one of our other local talk shows. We really do local talk here morning, noon, and evening. And of course, tonight, Ed, I want to give a plug to the Hugh Hewitt Show, expanding to election coverage tonight on Hugh Hewitt, live 5 to 11 right here on 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. On behalf of Ed Alexander, who will be back bright and early, 6 o'clock on the Wake Up Tucson Show, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.